And Greg Hayes joins me. Morning, Greg.
Morning to you, Cozzy. What a fantastic race we have got coming up this Friday night from Gloucester Park. It is the running of the 2017 Inter-Dominion Grand Final. We're going to dissect that race this morning. We've got a big show planned. We'll catch up with Todd McCarthy on the show. Of course, he will drive Tiger Tara. He could not have been happier when Kevin Pizzuto went up to the all the trophies when the barrier draw was being conducted on Sunday. And underneath the trophy was the barrier, the number of the barrier, and Kev picked up trophy that had number one underneath it. So Tiger Tara coming up with barrier one. We'll speak with Todd about that. Also this morning, we're going to speak with Gary Hall Sr. He's the man who puts the polish on Chicago Bull. He knows what it takes to win Inter-Dominions. Of course, I'm the Mighty Quinn. Was so impressive winning a number of Inter-Dominions, one in Sydney, one in Perth, and then, of course, he also finished second past the post in New Zealand, but was able to get that win as well. So he knows what it takes to win Inter-Dominions, and he thinks he's got a live chance with Chicago Bull. So we'll be having a chat to him about that. Also want to have a chat this morning. Over the last couple of months or so, we've caught up with James McDonald, who is the world driving champion. After he won that series, we caught up with James, and also Marcus Miller, who was on the show in the lead up to the Breeders' Crown. Both of the boys are out here in America at the moment. James, the Canadian, Marcus, the USA representative. They're here for the International Driver Series. Now, it's co-sponsored by Sky Racing. The boys had a couple of drives on Friday night. They will drive again this Friday night in another two heats. So we'll have a chat to James and Marcus. They'll both join me on the show. And then my co-host for In the Gig, Jason Lincoln's going to join me, and we'll have a chat and wrap up the show and find out what he thinks of this year's Inter-Dominion Grand Final. So there is a lot to get through this morning. And hopefully by the end of it, the picture is a little clearer as we work towards the $1.1 million final. If you missed the barrier draw in full, here it is. This, of course, conducted on Sunday afternoon. Barrier 1 is Tiger Tara, 2 Lazarus, 3 Volt and Tin, 4 was Soho Tribeca, number 5 Galactic Star. We had Lenny the Shark in 6, San Carlo 7, Shandale 8, Have Faith in Me drew barrier 9 and Chicago Bull in barrier 10. There was a little bit of controversy going into or after the final heat was run last Friday night. We had 4 horses level fighting it out for the 10th spot in the field. Now, Rawa, the organisers or the hosts of the Inter-Dominion, in their conditions was that it was basically a decision made by officials from Rawa as to who would get that final spot. And in the end, it was announced that Have Faith in Me, who was one of the 4 horses on 19 points, would get the final spot in the field after his run last Friday night. So that is what happened. As a result, that's how we've got our 10 runners in the field. We've mentioned that Chicago Bull drew barrier number 10. Gary Hall Sr. is the trainer of the Bull, and he's the big local hope according to the market. And Senior's joining us on the show. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Greg. How are you going,
mate? Really well. I guess everything so far for you has gone to plan through this series.
Yeah, it has. Everything's gone good, you know. So I'm hoping it continues that way.
What did you think of the barrier draw on Sunday when you came up with barrier 10?
Yeah. The good part about it, we didn't have to draw it. It was the last one out anyway. So, the last one out anyway. So, barrier 10. And that took all the pain out of walking up there deciding on which one to go for. But, I couldn't be happier, Greg. I think it's a great draw for the horse. It's the draw we really wanted, you know. If we had have asked for the race to be set up the way it was, I'd say we'd just keep it the way it was. But, I might have swapped Tiger Tara with Lenny the Shark. That'd be about the only thing I'd do, because Lenny creates his own sprint lane.
He sure does. You know Gloucester Park so well. How hard is it for horses to lead throughout over 2,900 at Gloucester Park in a field of this quality? It does get tough for those leaders, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gets tough when the race is full of depth because, like pacing cups and races like that where you've got more than 2 chances because there's plenty of action on and it's very hard to lead all the way out. And, they keep saying Gloucester Park's a front-runner's track, but that's not entirely true. I think most harness racing tracks are front-runner's tracks because most people hand over to the best horse in the race, and they win then. So, but this is not going to happen on Friday night because there's that much depth in the race. Whoever leads or whoever breathes, it's going to be a fair bit of competition for spots in the race, and positions are going to be hard to get. And so, like horses like Lenny the Shark, if he goes back, he's probably out of the race, so he's probably going to go forward. So Tribeca's got a little bit of work to do to get a position. So when you do all this work, there's a fair bit of pressure on in the run, and that makes it hard for the horses to lead all the way. But in saying that, if Lazarus jumped straight on the bunny, I'd say he'd be very hard to beat, no matter what,
Is there any less pressure this time around than when you had Quinny, because Quinny was the dominant favourite and he was expected to win? Is there less pressure with Chicago Bull, even though he is second favourite going into Friday night's race?
Yeah, there's a lot less pressure, Greg, because with Quinny, we expected, as you say, we expected him to win. We went there thinking he would win. And then even when he drew 15 in the Inter Dominion in Auckland, I still thought he would win. But we're going there with the Chicago Bull, hoping he will win. So we know he's not the best horse in the race. He's a very, very good horse. I'm not knocking him. He's a great horse. But, Lazarus is obviously the best horse in the race.
I was having a chat with Junior last night, and he's very comfortable with everything that's going on at the moment. He doesn't seem to get nervous at all. Do you think you got the best driver going into the race?
Might upset some other people, but I absolutely think I've got the best driver. Every time he sets on a horse for me, Greg, he's the best driver I've ever seen. So I know I'm biased, and I wouldn't say that even if he was my son, if that wasn't the case. But he drives big races like nobody I've ever seen. So, it might be pressure on him now because he's expected to drive that way in a big race. So he doesn't seem to feel pressure. He's always cool. He seems to always make the right decisions at the right times. He's an excellent judge of pace, and I think he's the leading Group 1 winning driver of all time in Australasia. So that's the feather in his cap for 34, anyway, 35.
What's the after Friday night? You obviously keep Chicago Bull ticking over for the WA races.
Yeah, the two cups in WA. Yeah, we'll have a little break, maybe a few days off, and I'm going to New Zealand for a few days off, and then we'll just come back and get ready for the two cups, the Fremantle Cup and the Paisley Cup.
Will we see him over in the east for the Miracle Mile?
As long as you start being nice to him, dude.
Always nice, always nice.
No, I don't know. I'll just see how he goes. The problem with Sydney is you need to organise someone to get a flight from Perth to Sydney, Sydney to Perth sort of thing. It's so hard to get there.
Yeah.
That's the problem we've got. I remember flying Quinny direct there, cost me $50,000 once he ran third, and we got the money back. But to get there is the hard part. I'd love to win a Miracle Mile. Although, in saying that, the way I train, I don't think it suits mile racing. Mm-hmm. But he is a high speed horse, and he's got versatility, Greg.
He does have versatility. We're going to see that on we'll see that on Friday night because he led last week. He can't lead this week, but he's definitely going to be there in the mix, mate. All the best of luck on Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Greg. Thanks very much.
There he is, Gary Hall Sr., the trainer of Chicago Bull. Todd McCarthy is the man who will drive Tiger Tara on Friday night. The horse has been low-flying, and he just keeps getting better and better the more racing that he has. And Todd must have been the happiest man in Australia when he heard that Tiger Tara had drawn Barrier 1 for the big final. Morning to you, Todd.
Hey, how you doing?
Mate, really well. Barrier 1, it couldn't have been any better, could it?
Yeah, we couldn't have drawn it up better ourselves. It sort of worked out perfect, and all along that was sort of one or two was dream draws really for us, and we pulled the better one.
Now, there's been a little bit of talk over here in WA. You probably shielded a bit from it being over there in Sydney about the speed in the early stage of the race and the fact that Lenny the Shark has crossed Tiger Tara in the past at Menangle and he can do it again. What's your thoughts on it? Are you very confident that you can hold the lead from Barrier 1?
I am, especially around a half. Like, when he crossed me at Menangle, the gate goes a lot faster there, and you're sort of already getting towards top speeds, and Lenny's top speed's actually really quite high compared to, what people probably think he is. So he sort of had the advantage that day, and he had a long way to sort of get across me by the turn. So I think going back to a half-mile track, I've always said I felt that Tiger Tara was most dominant around a half, and I feel he gets off the arm pretty good, and I'm very confident that he'd be able to hold up.
And if you hold up, would you, you know, in the back of your mind, is the best way for Tiger Tara to win on Friday night to lead throughout?
I think so, yeah. Like every, you know, every time I've sort of driven him, I like to put him up on the front end somewhere. That's how he races best. And he's won a lot of great races, you know, without cover. So if the opportunity's there for us to be able to hold up the front, that's definitely, you know, the game plan.
He's had, you've driven him in 22 starts. He's won 12 of those and he's been placed on 7 occasions. He hasn't missed a place for the last 12 starts when you've driven him. It's amazing to think how much racing that he's copped in the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and he's still going up and up and up. Obliterated the track record at Bunbury. He must have felt like a machine last Tuesday night.
He did, actually, and probably like 50 out from the line, I started grabbing back into him, and he really picked up the bit and carried me all the way around the turn into the back straight. I was trying to, really had to try and woo him down to pull him up, but he was awesome there, and he showed up again on the Friday night, so he's got a good week now to get over that, and Kev's doing a terrific job with him, so I'm sure he'll have him 110% come the Friday, but sort of going into New Zealand and that, you know, the game plan was always in the Dominion in Perth, and it was always going to be a big campaign for him. And I sort of had my concerns because I know that racing in that sort of company can really knock him around a bit. But Kev was, you know, super confident the horse would just handle it and take it all in his stride, and that's certainly what he's done. So, you know, it's full credit to Kevin, the job that's done with the horse, getting him ready for all these races.
Mate, you've been to an Inter Dominion before. You know what it's all about. You ran second in 2014 with Seal and Print. Will there be any nerves for you on Friday night?
You know, I think it's such a big race. You sort of, everyone gets a little bit, you know, anxious and excited and that. But sort of, I enjoy it more than anything. I get pretty excited about it and really look forward to it. So I'm really looking forward to getting out there, and the crowd will be huge, and it'll be an unreal atmosphere there at Gloucester Park. So it should be a great night.
It definitely has a sense of atmosphere there, doesn't it? Because very similar to Harold Park in the old days, the track, the people on the track, they're right over the top of you. It's obviously only a half mile, and there's just a good feel about the place.
Yeah, that's for sure. Sort of the first night, the heat night there, I was kind of like a little bit taken in awe about all, you sort of jog around, everybody's so close that you can hear the crowd, and it's just a gives you goosebumps. Yeah, it's a fantastic feel.
All right, mate. Well, good luck on Friday night, and bring it home for New South Wales.
Perfect. Thanks, Amy.
There is Todd McCarthy, the man who will drive Tiger Tara from barrier number one in the Inter Dominion field. So interesting to hear that Gary Hall Sr. says that Lazarus is the best horse in the race, but he's still got to get the job done. From his barrier two, the question marks are, where does he end up? Is he able to punch through and hold the chair? Will he let a couple go and then make a move in the middle stages of the race and get up outside them? It is going to be a very interesting race on Friday night. As mentioned, we'll catch up with James McDonald and also Marcus Miller. Now, they're driving in the International Drivers Series. Great to see Gloucester Park announce on Sunday at the barrier draw. They're actually putting on an extra race this Friday night, and it's for the lady drivers. And the reason I mention that is because Marcus Miller, his sister Hannah, is over here in Australia. She's travelling with Marcus and his family, and she's represented America at the amateurs, and she's going to actually compete against in a field of female drivers, likes of Karen Manning, Lauren Tritton, Beck Bartley's going to drive in that race, a couple of the local girls as well. So great to see Gloucester Park getting behind the female drivers. Obviously, we saw that big female meeting at Albion Park a couple of weeks ago. Big success, and good to see the girls in the spotlight again on Friday night as well. Marcus Miller's joining us to have a chat. Of course, he's over here in Australia. He's experiencing all of what Australia has to offer, and great to have him on the show this morning. Morning to you, Marcus.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you?
Mate, really well. Looking forward to Friday night.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think I think I might have a couple decent drives, I hope, and then the Inter-Dominion final should be unbelievable. It looks like a great race. I'm really excited just to watch that as a fan of the sport.
The beauty of radio magic, we're able to link you and James McDonald at the same time. So we should all be able to hear one another. James, you're obviously here in Australia, enjoying it, no doubt.
Yeah, actually, I'm having a great time, and I'm just sitting a couple picnic tables down from Marcus Miller. So.
Boys, firstly to you, Marcus, what have you made of the Australian style of racing? It's obviously a little bit different from what you know back home. Very competitive, and well, they go wide a long way from home here.
Yeah, it's a lot different. It's pretty remarkable how different your guys' strategy is. Some of the moves that your horses managed to pull off are amazing. They would never work in the States, I don't think. But just trying to figure that out has been a lot of fun this week watching the races.
And James, you watched all of the racing last Friday night. You and Marcus both got involved in the Calcutta on Sunday at the barrier draw, and you know a good horse when you see one. And I think you boys think you've seen a couple of nice ones here, including Lazarus.
Yeah, we saw some really great horse racing here, and like Marcus has said, we're both big fans of horse racing in general. So, to learn the different ways you guys race and the different horses, it's a lot of fun. But we've been following Tiger Terra a little bit. We met Todd McCarthy in Canada a couple months ago, so we've been rooting for him, and we met Mark Purden over in the Driving Championship. So Lazarus looks like a special horse, but I mean. But it's pretty hard to always cheer for the favorite.
Mate, how did you enjoy the racing, James, on Friday night? In a field where there was a lot of horses on a half-mile track, obviously the racing's very tight. Was that a new experience for you?
Very similar to what we kind of did, I thought, in the World Driving Championship, because there was a lot of Australian drivers, two New Zealand drivers, a bunch of drivers from European countries, and so me and Marcus were kind of the outcast, even in Canada. So it took some getting used to, but it's kind of, I would compare it similar to that style of racing that we race there. So I have seen it before, but it's very interesting, that's for sure.
And Marcus, good to see your sister Hannah get a drive on Friday night in the ladies' drivers' race.
Yeah, we were really excited for that. It's one of my favorite things is watching Hannah drive. She's got a lot of talent, and she's really learning how to handle a horse well. And so she was kind of last minute on making the trip, and then Mick Radley put the race together for her. So that should be a lot of fun. I think she'll enjoy it as well.
All right, boys. Couple of drives for you both. Hopefully, we can get you both a win before you head home. Marcus, I know you're going home via New Zealand. You'll have a look over there at the racing and everything like that. Mate, great to have you here in Australia.
Yeah.
Obviously, to you as well, James. It's been great to have you here as the World Driving Champion, and we look forward to seeing you both compete on Friday night at Gloucester Park. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, guys.
There he is, or there they are, Marcus Miller, who finished third in the World Driving Championships, and also James McDonald, the man who won the World Driving Championships in Canada. And well done to Mick Radley and the boys. They put a lot of money into getting these two boys out here, but it has been well worth the investment. Plenty of interest created by having leading drivers from North America here, and looking forward to seeing the boys compete on Friday night. They didn't get the best of drives last week. I think at one race they finished last and second last, but I think this time around, Marcus has heard that he's got a couple of nice drives, and I believe James has as well. So hopefully the boys fare better against the best of the locals in the International Driving Series continuing on Friday. Now, Jason Lincoln is my co-host for In The Gig. We regularly spar about different horses and races and who's going to win, but I thought we better get Jace on this morning to have a chat about this year's Inter-Dominion Grand Final, see if we can break it down and work out who's going to win. Morning to you, Mr. Lincoln. How are you?
Good, Hazy. How are you, brother?
Mate, really well. Barrier Draw has made this race extremely intriguing. Tiger Tara drawing one, Lazarus two, and horses like Soho Tribeca in four, and also Lenny the Shark in six. After they've gone out past that first corner, do you see Tiger Tara in front, and who do you see? And if you do, who do you see outside him?
Mate, I think the most likely outcome would be that Tiger Tara led, but as we sort of discussed ad nauseum since the barrier draw, you'd be very surprised if Chris Alpha didn't have a little look there in the early stages. I guess he's got to be probably careful not to commit too hard, because if it doesn't come off, you've still got, you know, 2,800 metres to go. But I would be thinking that Tiger Tara will lead initially with Lenny outside of him, and then he'll obviously be looking for cover, you would suspect, at the expense of Lazarus or Tribeca.
We had Gary Hall Sr. on the show this morning, and he said that the best horse in the race is Lazarus. He's got no doubt about that whatsoever, but the fact that it's on Gloucester Park, and the fact that if he's forced to sit off the track, it brings him back to the field. Are you in the same opinion there? Do you believe that Lazarus is the best horse in the race, but there's a few little things against him going into Friday night?
Well, he is, on what he's done so far, the best horse in the race. Obviously, Lenny's as well performed as him over his career. But, I do take Senior's point about horses off the track. But that's not specific to Chicago Bull. That's really any horse at Gloucester Park that's three wide when they're going the sort of times that they'll be going there on Friday night. I don't really see him having to be three wide for too long in the race. As I said, from that draw, he's really only likely to be crossed, I would have thought, by Lenny the Shark at the start. I think Kim will just take hold and grab the spot that Bolton King vacates on the back of Lazarus, and I think Lazarus will then roll around to sit parked, and it's then really up to Kim, or maybe even Chris Lewis on Have Faith in Me, whether they chance their arm in the middle stages and try and get around. I mean, Have Faith in Me went super on Friday, driven more aggressively, didn't he?
He did. So if he was to end up and roll to the chair after a lap and Lazarus then came around, you wouldn't think that Chris Lewis would be too interested in holding out Lazarus. And all of a sudden, if that is how it all settles down, well, that could be the end of the moves for the best part of a mile.
Yeah, no, that's true, Hayes. And look, as we discussed here, the thing about Lazarus, to give you, you know, I guess another perspective on his greatness as such, I think four of his past five starts, either he has broken the track record or the horse has beaten him, broken the track record. And that's sort of the level that you need to get to if you want to beat a horse like Lazarus. But he went to Kaikoura, broke the record. He broke the record in the New Zealand Cup. Of course, he went to Bunbury. It took Tiger Tara to shatter the record there to beat him. And then, of course, on Friday night, Lazarus came out and broke Quinny's track record. So, look, as I said, that's the level of the bar. And if you want to get over a horse like Lazarus, that's the level you're going to need to get to.
All right, let's quickly run through the field, and I'll get your opinion on how these horses have come through the series and whether you think they can be players on Friday night. Tiger Tara from barrier number one, what have you made of him?
Well, it brings him into it, doesn't it? And what I've really been taken by with him is just his general appearance. He looked just as bright on Friday night as he did on the first night and again at Bunbury. So I think he's taken the racing really well. And Kevin Pizzuto couldn't have been more bullish at the barrier draw the other day, could he? And he's come up with the right marble. So, look, if you've got a ticket with Tiger Tara's name on it with a nice, juicy pre-post price, you'd be pretty happy with yourself, I would have thought.
Lazarus, you're obviously a fan of Lazarus. Are you tipping him to win the race?
Look, I am. I wouldn't get involved at the prices at the moment, though, Hayes. I think $2, $2.10 is probably rock bottom. I think you probably get $2.40, $2.50 on the night. The reason I think he's probably as short as he is, there's a lot of, obviously, pre-race commitments. A lot of the TAB agencies and corporates have been betting on this race for some time, and I think he would obviously have a pretty sizable book next to his name. So I think there's a little bit of that. If you do want to back Lazarus, I'd be waiting till Friday.
What about Bolton Tin? He's the local hope. He's a horse that's come a long way in a short time. He's bred over here. Do you give him any place chance from the barrier?
He would have to be a very, very rough place chance only, Hazy. This horse has gone to an amazing level over the last 12 months. He was a bit of a shock winner of the Narrogin Cup going back almost 12 months ago. And he's just kept on progressing, basically. And I think he's, as you said, he's been, especially for the locals, one of the stories of the car was a Westbred horse. He cost next to nothing. Phil Costello's a bloke with, you know, only a couple of horses in his stable. It's been a massive achievement. Look, his best bet, I guess, if he can get three pegs, which is likely that he will, and Junior pushes off at the bell, well, he might then end up on the back of Tiger Tar. And he, as you said, he might be a very rough third or fourth place chance, but I couldn't conceive of him certainly winning the race.
Soho Tribeca's drawn four. Do you give him a hope?
Mate, look, we've been very bullish about Soho Tribeca, haven't we, on the show for, you know, the past 2 or 3 months. I have to say I was a little bit disappointed with him on Friday. I know there wasn't a lot to be gained from him winning the race. I don't necessarily think the draw's been great for him because, look, unless, let's say, for argument's sake, Lenny was able to cost Tiger Tara, you know, and then Lazarus was in the breeze and Tribeca would be 1-1. I think that's probably his best possible position. Otherwise, I see him 1-2, and I think you caught up with Kim earlier in the week, and even he sort of conceded that he's probably going to have to be 3 wide at some stage in the last lap. So we've spoken about they're going to be running, you know, 56, 55 last half. It is going to be hard for him, but there's no doubt he's gone to a new level over the past sort of 6 to 12 months.
Galactic Star, any place chance?
It would have to be a rough place chance, but I just don't know where he'll get to in the run. Hazy, probably 4 fences is probably the best for him. Again, if Chicago Bull vacates that position at the bell, which is highly likely, then obviously those horses like Bolton and Galactic Star are going to be, you know, able to shuffle up and keep taking Peg's run. Again, he's another horse who's gone to a new level lately, but again, he would be a very, very rough place chance.
Lenny the Shark, at his best, we know he'd be ultra competitive here. I just don't know if he's at his best.
Yeah, look, there's been a lot of conjecture about that, hasn't there? We're at Breakfast at the Start here at Pink Jar this morning, and Gareth and Adam were just speaking with Martin Risley then, and they're very bullish. They're of the opinion that he's as fit as they can get him. I think he's getting out to ridiculous odds. I think he was almost touching 20-1 at some stage earlier in the week. Probably has to have something on him at that price, just on the basis that he could have cut earlier in the year. He cost him, obviously, it's a different mobile goes different speed, smaller track as opposed to the big track, but look, if he found the top, it'd be hard to run around.
Now, there's a couple, there's some roughies drawn in 7, 8, and 9. San Carlos in 7, Shandale 8, Have Faith in Me in 9. Who's the best of those three?
Oh, look, I would have thought Have Faith in Me was absolutely no hope at the start of the series, but of those three horses you'd mentioned, I would suggest that he's probably the better of the hopes. Shandale was pretty average last Friday. He's been very good in the series prior to that, but I was disappointed with how he went Friday, and I don't think the 2900 will suit him. And look, unfortunately for San Carlo, who really is the other, I guess, story of the race, he's just gone horribly. And for a horse like him that doesn't have exceptional gate speed, he's got good gate speed, and he doesn't, again, have exceptional point-to-point speed, I think it's going to be tough for him.
And my tip, Chicago Bulls drawn 10. I just get the feeling that Gary Hall Jr. will be able to weave some magic in that final lap.
Well, if anyone can, it will be Jr. Look, no one drives the pegs better than Junior. The thing about that is you just very rarely see him on the pegs because generally he's driving one of the best horses in the race. But, look, if whatever horse is outside Junior at the bell, they're going to be having a long look to their left because I think Junior's going to be coming out. I don't think he'll be waiting for the last 300 or 400 metres to try and work some magic and get off Tiger Taras back. I think definitely from the time they hit the home straight on the last occasion, he'll be looking to push out underneath whoever's 1-1, I'd reckon.
All right, who are you tipping?
Mate, I just think Lazarus is a bit of a no-brainer. I think Mark's really got the timing right with him. He had a little bit of a bye the first round. He'd had a tough trip over, and Soho Tribeca obviously drew to beat him there, and Mark didn't knock him around running second. Again, as we spoke about, he went to Bunbury, took Tiger Tar to break the record to beat him, and then in the last round of heats, he was enormous last week, breaking Quinny's record. Just from the draw, I just think he's hard to tip around.
All right, mate. All the best of luck. Enjoy. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy Friday night.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
There is Jason Lincoln, co-host of In the Gig. Cozzy, that wraps up another On the Pace. We'll be back next Tuesday to give you a full recap of what happens on Friday night, and I'll catch up with you then.